Zok the Mishnah Baitim, Masech Teshkalim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hay. So we discussed three groups of 13. Our Perik started by the Mishnah telling us that there were 13 shayfarais, these shayfar-shaped boxes where people put money in. It was easy to put money in, not easy to take money out. 13 shulchanais, 13 tables, and 13 ishtachavais, 13 places in the Beis HaMikdash where they would bow down. So first we explained the 13 ishtachavais, then we explained where and what the 13 tables were for. Now we go back to the first item on the list, the 13 boxes where people put in the money. So once again, Zok the Mishnah, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hei, Shloisha Aser Sheifaris Hayi B'Mikdash, there were 13 of these collection chests in the Beis HaMikdash, V'Kasev Aleim, and it was written on them as follows, Tiklin Charetin, Nushkalin, it was written in Aramish. Here everyone is minded that it was written in Aramish, because here you have the masses of people on the outside that are coming, and this is the language that they spoke. The Nushkalim were for people that brought in the Rishkalim on time. The Machza Shekel was put into this box, either by they themselves or Shluchim. V'tiklin atikin. And there was another box marked Old Shkalim. These were people that missed last year's deadline. They bring it next year. What do the Gizbarim do with it? So we're going to learn that they put it away with the leftover Shkalim. There's a box marked Kinen. Literally, kina means nests. We'll soon see what this was for. There was a box to put in money marked Geisle Eila, Vig Geisle Eila. Young birds for a carbon Eila. We'll soon see what this means, what the kina box was for, what the Geisle Eila box was for, B'ez Hashem. Eitzim, there was a box marked wood. That's for people who wanted to donate money for wood for the Mizbeach. Levina. Now, we know Levina was put in with the Lechem upon him. Was a kind of like you lit it and it had a certain summim, a certain spice. If somebody wanted to donate levayna for the mizbeach, he can put money into this box. Zohav lakepiris. This was the seventh money box. And what it means is if somebody wanted to donate gold or money for klisharis. Kepiris means klisharis, explains the Batanura. The word to be mechaper means to wipe. Kaparis of Enz. Hashem wipes away our aveiris. To have a kapara. So why were klisharis called something you wipe with? The answer is, if you want spritzing of blood and another spritzing of blood, or as the Kayan puts the dam on the Mizbeach by Kar Mechatas, in between, he can't use that blood. It has to be wiped off. So they would wipe it against the rim of the keli. That's why the klisharis was referred to as kepiris. According to some, the word is kepiris. Remember from Parshas Truma? The kepiris is the cover to the aron. According to them, money in this box was used for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to cover the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They would cover it with gold. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was sometimes referred to as Beis HaKapiris. It was the room where the Kapiris was in, where the Arin was in. And then, Shisha Linadava, there were six boxes that were Linadava. What does that mean, six boxes that were Linadava? So the Batnur explains as follows. Here's the list of the six, as the Batnur explains it. On one it said, Meiser Chatas. That meant, I put aside money for a carbon chatas. I purchased my carbon, but I have leftover money. The extra goes into this box. There was another box marked Meiser Oshan. Another box marked Meiser Kinei Zavim V'Zivais V'Yaldais. A fourth box marked Meiser Karbonis Nazir. A fifth box marked Meiser Oshan Metzaira. And it all means the same thing. I set aside money for these particular karbonis, and I have extra money. The extra money goes into this box, as we learned earlier. And what was the sixth box for? The sixth box was marked Stam Nedava. And that meant whoever wanted to donate something for the Mizbeach, he put it into this box. Now we go back to explaining what does it mean one box was marked Kinan, literally it means nests, and the other box was marked Geisle Eila. There are two types of bird karbonis that a person can bring. Tairim or Binayan. Literally, Tar is Taich, the turtle dove. Binayayna, young doves. Tarim are only good when they're older. Binayayna are only good when they're younger. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kinen, heim tarim. That's if somebody wants to bring for his carbon, tarim. For Geisle Eila, there was another box marked Geisle Eila. Heim binayayna, that's if you wanted to bring a young dove. But for Kulin Eilis, it was all carbon Eilis. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Zehalt Rabbi Yehuda. The Pasuk says, now, what if this person needed to bring a chatas and a oila? And that would be true for a Zav, a Ziva, a Yaldis, a Metzaira. Well, not from this box, because there was no Chatas from this box. It was only a Karban Ayla. Rabbi Yehuda didn't allow such a box for a Karban Chatas. Rabbi Yehuda was scared. What if someone donates money for a Karban Chatas, and then he passes away? You can't use the money. Because the din is Chatas Shemesu Baleha, cannot be brought up on the Mizbeach. And the money can't be used for any other purpose. So it's going to come out that we can't use any money in the chest, because we don't know which money is which. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have to bring a Karban Chatas, so you have to take money, or you have to take the right bird and give it directly to the Kohen. Don't mix it up with other money in this box. So why were the two boxes? Why was one Mark Kinim and the other was Mark Oizli Oyla? Different types of birds. It's all a Karban Oyla. If you wanted to donate a tar, go to the Kinim box. Oizli Oyla, put money in that box. As if you want a dove carbon. They were all carbon. The Chachamim say, no. Kinim, the box that was marked Kinim, was someone who had to bring a pair, a chatas and an oila. Literally, Kinim means nests. So let's say somebody was a zav, or a ziva, a yaldis, or a metzaira. All he had to do was to donate money into this box, and no problem. You can rest assured, the kohen will do the job. He's going to bring two birds, echad chatas ve'echad oila. The Gemara makes it clear, if you put money into the box, the Kehanim will not leave until all the money in that box was offered as a karm. What about Rabbi Yehuda's concern? What if someone puts the money in the box and dies? So Chata Shemesu Balea creates a problem. You can't use the money. The Chacham aren't worried about this. The Chacham apply a rule over here called Bereira. Bereira means we can do things retroactively. If this Chas V'Shalom happens, someone donated money for an oila or a chatas and he passes away. So what the Kehanim can do is, they can take out money and say, okay, that person died, we have now decided, Huvra Davalim Afreya, retroactively, this was the money of that person. Then they can take that money and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, which is what you're supposed to do for money that was donated for a Karban Chatas and the Baalim died. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold, you can do things retroactively. And therefore he says, I don't want anyone bringing a Chatas to put money into the big pushka over here, because should he die, we're going to have a major problem. We don't know whose money is whose, and we won't be able to use any of it. So, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. The third group of 13, the 13 money chests that were in the Beis HaMikdash. One was for the current year Shkalim, one was for last year Shkalim. One was for Kenan, the other was for Geisle Ayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's all Aylais. Just that Kinim are a person that wants to bring a tar for a carbon. Geisle Ayla is a person that wants to bring a yaina for a carbon. Those that had to bring a chatas aif, a zav, a ziva, a yaldis, and a metzaira could not do so by putting money into a box. Rabbi Yehuda is worried. If the person passes away, it's a chatas shemesu b'leo, and all of the money will become useless to us. They would have to directly bring their chatas aif. This procedure of putting money into the box, and Bezin or the Kehanim, they're going to take care of it already, can only work for a Karban Ayla. According to the Chachanim, Kinan means someone who had to bring a pair, a Chatas and an Ayla. Precisely these people, a Zav, a Ziva, a Yaldas and a Metzaira, they put the money into the Kinan box, and the Kehanim picked it up from there. He can just go home and he has nothing to worry about. It's going to be taken care of. Somebody wanted to bring an Ayla, he put the money into the Geisle Ayla box. But the Geisle Ayla box, according to the Chacham, were not limited just to a Yain. It could have been a Tar or a Bnei Yain. Again, Hakol Maidim, that the Pasuk teaches us, so we learn from the Pesukim that a Tar has to be older, the Yain has to be younger. The reason the Chachamim are not worried about the person putting in the money for a Chatas and then dying is that the Chachamim hold Yesh Breira, which means that we can take the money out later, and Huvra Davala Mafreya, we can say retroactively, okay, this is the money of the person who donated the Chatas and passed away. That money could be put into the Yam HaMelech, and it won't affect the other money. Okay, so how many of the 13 boxes do we have? New Shkalim, Old Shkalim, Kenan, Geisle, and that's 4. There was a box marked Eitzim, that's number 5. If you wanted to donate wood for the Mizbeach, a box marked Levoina, that's 6. Zav Lekapoyreis, according to where the Batanur learns the Mishnah, that's somebody wanted to donate money for Kli Shareis. Kaparis means to wipe. The Kohanim used to wipe their fingers between one Hazah and the other onto the rim of the Kli Shareis. That's why it was called Kaparis. According to another Pshat, Kaparis means the room where the Kaparis was, the cover of the Arayin. and funds from this box, according to that sheet, it was not used for Kli Sharis, but it was used for the gold on the walls of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Okay, that was number 7. Where are the other 6? We have to have 13. 6, the other 6 were Linedava, the Mishnah told us. And that was really explained in earlier Mishnayos. And one, it said Moiser Chatas. That meant if a person put together money for a Chatas, bought a Chatas, but he had extra money. On the second one, it said Moiser Asham. On the third one, Moiser Kinezavim Zivis Yaldas. On the fourth one, Moiser Karbanas Nazir. On the fifth one, Moiser Asham Mitzayra. And the sixth one was Nedava Stam. Into this chest, people put general contributions. The money was used to bring oilers on the Mizbeach when there was no other carbon on the Mizbeach. Whoever Stam was Menadiv, something for the Mizbeach, put it in to this Shaif.